Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler, spending time with Kevin Fraser, who's got an essay up at Civitas Outlook, at the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas, about the AI action plan by the administration. That's 20,000 feet in the air. Down here on the ground, what does it look like? Where do we go next? Kevin, I want to begin with infrastructure, because as we know, the amateurs talk tactics. The professionals talk logistics. So in order to get this magic future, we've got to build an infrastructure that doesn't now exist. I've learned to say there's no such thing as too trim, too rich, or too much electricity. Is that, or do you agree, Kevin?
I agree wholeheartedly, John. The name of the game when it comes to AI innovation and AI adoption is energy. If we don't have new sources of energy, new reliable sources of energy, our labs are going to fall behind. Training the latest AI model, the frontier models that are going to create new markets, that are going to discover new drugs, that are going to give us national security advantages, that doesn't just happen using yesterday's electricity grid. And we need to rethink not only that electricity grid, but our actual sources of electricity. So the AI action plan champions nuclear energy, for example, and geothermal energy. And the reason why is because we are just not going to get the capacity we need to compete with China by using the standard playbook. To give you a bit of a comparison, China brought on 400 gigawatts of new power last year. We were on pace, I think, the most favorable estimate was maybe 2, maybe 5 gigawatts of new power in the U.S. We can't continue to be that far behind our near adversary, or excuse me, our near peer or adversary, depending on who you're talking to, when it comes to this critical input for AI development.
Also, a challenge, data centers. What is a data center? How should people recognize them, Kevin?
So if you're ever driving on the side of the highway and you see a massive warehouse in the middle of nowhere in rural Virginia, in rural Texas, basically any rural county you can find, these data centers are what I like to think of as the workhorses of AI training and AI inference. So they're housing the chips that allow companies to go and train these models on trillions of pieces of data. And they allow you and I to go use these models and query them for ever more sophisticated tasks. These data centers are pivotal to making sure that we can have so many labs creating the models of the future and also have millions of users using those models at the same time. And so data centers are another key part of this AI infrastructure that the AI Action Plan really championed, because if we don't develop these data centers here in the U.S., then we're going to have to lean on partners abroad. And so far, we have done so. We've talked and we've reached deals with the UAE and Saudi Arabia to build data centers there. And in many ways, that's positive. We're building ties with our allies. We're making sure that U.S. AI infrastructure is available around the world. But that also creates a heck of a lot of potential worst-case scenarios of perhaps interference with those data centers, cybersecurity issues with those data centers. So building right here in the U.S., and to quote the AI Action Plan, build, baby, build, is a very wise strategic decision.
I mentioned there are some counties in the U.S. who already have the advantage of having data centers built in their county and more of them to come, as long as you have good power and good water is also necessary. I read recently where there's a Texas data center that is sharing water with a local residence area, I believe. So water is necessary, electricity is necessary. It brings in a new kind of worker too. He or she doesn't have to commute to the big cities, nor travel to the major university centers. The data center is the work, replacing small manufacturing. Is that happening in Texas, Kevin?
It is happening in Texas. So as you mentioned, we have quite a few counties now with data centers going up or already in operation. And in some instances, they've been met favorably. And the local community, as you noted, John, is celebrating the fact that we need new electricians. We need new plumbers. We need new engineers. These data centers can create jobs. Now, the question is, are those jobs sustainable? Will they be around for the long term? Will those workers then have to go move to a different county to set up new data centers, and now they have that commute? How are we doing that resource sharing when it comes to water, when it comes to power, for example? There's a lot of reason why some residents may not be huge fans of AI. And this is something we have to pay attention to as a country, because if we allow a sort of techlash to form, another hesitancy of anything associated with AI being bad, then we're going to miss the boat when it comes to making sure that as many Americans as possible are AI literate, are leaning into AI, are experimenting with AI. Because I can tell you for certain, John, in China, AI adoption is quite high. AI trust is quite high. They expect Chinese companies, they expect Chinese organizations to be adopting AI in a really sensitive way. And so if we aren't doing the same thing here, we're going to miss out on staying close to our other competitors.
Yes, this is about Meta. Yes, it's about NVIDIA. But it's also about something called Little Tech, an essay by Mark Anderson and Ben Horowitz. Those are VCs. What is Little Tech, Kevin?
Little Tech, in short, is anyone you can find in a garage or a WeWork or a bungalow here in Austin who's trying to build the future. These are our startup founders. These are our small businesses. They're the folks who are trying to bring AI to their communities and devise new solutions and new markets. So just think about any small startup, the likes of which we've talked about for a long time. But Little Tech is extremely important in an age of new technology. And the reason why is we can't count on Google, Meta, NVIDIA, and Amazon to discover all of the new ways we can use AI. Instead, we need small, agile companies. We need startups to be creating products that Google thinks are too crazy or that are unlikely to work out. We need to be taking bets and risks on this new technology so that we're the ones who discover the next wave of AI tools and not the Chinese, for example.
I've been told that ChatGPT, which gets all the media because it was one of the big ones, Microsoft has a very sophisticated plan for all of its AI, but especially ChatGPT, is now used by 700 million people. Do you believe that, Kevin? Is that possible?
I do. I mean, the rate of adoption of ChatGPT is just off the charts. And John, we may see that number skyrocket even more. We're talking in early August, and all the headlines are suggesting that ChatGPT 5, which may be the most sophisticated model ever, could be right around the corner. And when that comes off the presses, when that comes out of the data center, I will bet your bottom dollar that there are a lot of people who perhaps were skeptical of AI now realizing that this is a model they can't miss out on. They really need to acknowledge that AI is here to stay.
Questions raised by bears. We always need bears. They keep the markets honest. Is that the AI is a bubble or could be a bubble like the dot-coms of 25 years ago? Do you see it yet, Kevin? Any bubbles, any bubble instance?
My bubble detector isn't going off the charts. As with every new technology, I think there are folks who are phonies, folks who are going to scam people into believing that they've created AI that's far more sophisticated than in actuality. But the underlying reality is that we've been talking about AI since the 1970s. AI has been a part of our economy. AI has been a part of our technological infrastructure for a long time. This isn't a bubble. This is just the latest progression. And of course, we will see, like I said, some attempts to manipulate people and some really erroneous scams. And we should pay attention to those and we should call them out. But the right response isn't to put our heads in the sand and wish this away because we like the certainty of the past. America's always been a champion of a dynamic economy. And we do our best when we try to really invest in that notion of being a place where ideas get started and where you can start in a WeWork and all of a sudden create the technology of the future.
Kevin Fraser is the AI Innovation and Law Fellow at the University of Texas School of Law. He's written this essay for Civitas Outlook. That's part of the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. Texas is right now, you think of it for oil and natural gas and wide open spaces and low taxes. Also think of it as building tech centers, commonplacely tech centers throughout the state. As Kevin's essay makes very clear with a smile on his face, build it, they're coming.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.